Darling.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm very well, dear.
As if I did not know. Of course I know how you are.
It's a lovely day.
A beautiful day. Yes. And you go to the market and you buy beautiful roses for us, huh?
Yes, they're lovely.
They are very beautiful.
Do you know, I saw Sibylla's face by this bunch of roses. And I said, yeah, this is your color.
In Covent Garden?
Yes. No, not Covent Garden. There's a flower shop here, near the market.
Near the market?
Yes. There's a market here also.
That is it, huh?
Yes.
The market?
Yes.
They are very beautiful.
Yes. You know, the red roses come later. They have not appeared yet in the market.
No.
Because I know red is your color, and this is Sibylla's color.
They are very beautiful in color.
Yes.
But you usually try to get red ones.
Yes, I do try to.
But I think they are very beautiful, the pink.
Yes.
Sibylla likes them very much, and thanks you. I hope she will speak today. Yes. And Peter.
Yes. Yes.
I was with you last night when you were talking to your friends, playing some recordings.
Yes, that's right.
I think they were very fascinated.
Yes, absolutely. And, of course, they have become thirsty for more knowledge.
I know.
You see? And I was telling Leslie that they couldn't get his book.
You could not get what?
His book on...
Book?
You know, Leslie has written that book, Voices in the Dark. And I recommended they should read that book. And they went to buy it, and none of them could get it.
Oh, what a pity.
And they were very disappointed. And then I told them at the psychic bookshop. They are on sale, I know.
Pity it is not published in Sweden.
Yes,
It would be very good.
Yes, it would be.
Because then people could read it in Swedish.
But you know, in Sweden, all booksellers are in a very bad way.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean to say people are not buying books?
No, they're not buying books.
I suppose they are very expensive now.
You see, the trouble in modern times, people are so stressed and they have little time to relax and read. And what little time they have... They go out in the fresh air and relax that way. But to read books is... They'll look at the TV perhaps, but not read books. And that is hitting the book trade very hard.
I saw you in the bookshop. Was it on Tuesday?
Yes, that's right.
I don't know. The days go by, I forget.
Yes.
But you were in the bookshop talking about me.
Yes, exactly.
And our talk together.
Yes.
The big fellow.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know his name.
Mr. Adams.
Adams?
Yeah, Mr. Adams.
He is a very nice person.
Very nice person.
You buy a book?
Yes. I bought one particular book called... Psychic Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain.
Oh, that should be very interesting.
Yes, and it was quite a big book.
Big book.
Yes, and it covers many, many subjects. And so I bought that book. Because, you know, what is happening in Russia, the world doesn't know. They don't advertise like they do in the Western world.
How do they know about it then?
Well, you see, there are psychic people in Russia, darling. You know, and I was thinking that I remember listening to a tape by Sir Oliver Lodge where he says the biggest breakthrough in communication between the psychic world and this world will come from Russia. He said that very, very definitely.
Possibly. I don't know.
Yeah.
Perhaps it is because they are... How you say?
They're very advanced in electronics.
Technically.
Yes. Huh? Yes. You see, all this interspace research they are doing is entirely possible because of electronics. And they're very, very highly advanced.
Perhaps it may be possible sometime to be able to tune in at home.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Who knows? It may be possible.
Yes.
If they could invent something, be wonderful.
Yeah, it would.
Especially if it could be like television.
Yeah.
Oh, to be able to do that.
Because I think that...
I could ring and let you know I was there. And you could switch on and then we could talk together.
Darling, I want to tell you...
I wonder if that will ever be. It seems too wonderful.
Darling, I'll tell you.
No.
But I was in a shop this time, with an electronic shop, and I have bought something which I had no intention to buy. And this is what they call a telephone amplifier.
Telephone?
Telephone amplifier.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Now, amplifier is a device that increases the noise from a whisper to a loud noise. You understand?
I think so. Yes, of course.
And it's so efficient that, you know, you can take the telephone receiver on one side and just stick it on the telephone instrument with a rubber pad which comes with it. And you can hear what the other person is saying and what you are talking with your hands free. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So when I was looking at this, a flash came to my brain and said, buy it and try it with the microphone.
Well, I don't know.
I tell you, it was not in my mind. And then I said, well, nothing less than try it.
Well, we will have to try.
And so I was going to say that when you speak to the microphone, please speak about a foot away from it and right in front.
Well, I will try.
Yes.
You have to concentrate.
Yes, yes. Because this is a very modern design, transistor type, which is very efficient. And so I thought, well, I will try it on the microphone.
Nothing venture. Nothing gain. All we can do is try
yes, yes.
to experiment
yes.
and see if we can manage it.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or I will certainly try, you know.
Nothing left undone. And you see this psychophone I have?
Pardon?
I've got this psychophone. You know, psychophone is a special type of microphone which has been designed by this electronic engineer in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
And I have just got that before I come.
What about this place that you go to in the country?
Ah, that's...
Mr. Peace, the band.
Gerard Cross, you mean?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. I'm going there on Sunday, darling.
That is what I mean.
Yes.
You're going to go to visit them.
That's
huh?
right, yes.
They are very nice.
They are very nice people, yes. And,
you go to in the middle of the day?
In the afternoon, darling.
In the afternoon.
I spend the whole evening with them.
They are very good.
Yes. And they are so interested in the subject, you see.
I remember them.
Yes.
They are very nice.
Yes. I remember you telling me before that they were together in a previous incarnation.
Oh, that I am sure about.
Yes.
You know, there are many people
yes.
who have been together
yes.
in previous times, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
I think this is understand.
Yes.
You know, some people don't understand, but I think, you know, it is logic,
yes.
You know.
Yes, exactly.
Like you and me.
Yes.
We have been together before.
Yes.
Well, this last incarnation
yes.
is the last
yes.
on earth.
Yes.
When you come here... We will have finished with the earth.
Yes.
Well, I don't think I should want to come back to the earth again.
Well, we have been together for thousands of years, darling. Right from China to here, I think.
Sometimes, you know, we must try to tune, is that the word?
Yes.
In
yes.
To the past a little more.
Yes.
I think I could receive a lot of... remembrance of
yes,
things.
Yes.
Although it will not alter
yes.
the situation, you know.
No.
I suppose to know something of the past is good. I don't know.
Yes.
I am more concerned with the future.
Yes, I too, my dear.
You and I, together?
Yes, I do.
You know, sometimes I see you quite different to the way you are.
In what way, darling?
Well, I mean, I don't see you as you are now, physically.
No.
I often see you as you are mentally, spiritually, you know, in a different way. How do I put it? I know how to explain it.
As a younger person?
Yes, you look different. Much younger, of course. And it's as if in some strange way I see you more completely. I don't know how to explain it.
Yes.
You know, when you are, people are on earth together, they're very close.
Yeah.
And you think you know so much about them, which you do.
Yes.
And yet there is so much that you feel.
You don't.
And you can't express it, you know. Yeah. Words are inadequate. Inadequate, is that the word?
Yes.
And there is a greater feeling and realization and understanding here.
Yes.
There are no limitations like on earth, you know.
No.
You want to say something to me, you see, you have to think, and then you transmit your thoughts so that they are audible, and one hears what you are trying to convey.
Yes.
But it is not complete, you know. I mean, you say a word or sentence, and it describes or depicts something, but it is not as you feel it within yourself, you know?
Yes.
Words don't express very well always, do they?
No.
I love you, for instance.
Yes.
It says a great deal, but it has many...
It's the feeling.
You know, things that you can't explain in words.
Yes, it's the feeling behind it.
I do not know how to describe things sometimes. I get very confused.
Yes.
I know how I feel.
Yes, that's right.
And you know how you feel.
Yes.
But trying to explain it is, I don't know, it just is not possible to do it properly.
No.
I don't think.
No.
I love to come and talk to you.
Darling, it is... You don't
I only wish it were possible that we could talk more often.
You know, it...
I wish Mr. Flint would come to live in Sweden.
Yes. It puts new life into me, darling.
I don't know why he does not come over to Sweden.
Oh, darling.
And then we could talk more often.
You see, a medium is more set in his own environment, you see. And perhaps...
I've often thought it would be very nice, you know.
Yes.
If I could talk to you in our own apartment.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Perhaps one day he will come for... A holiday.
Yes.
Huh?
But I think, you know, I don't pretend to see the future like Sibylla can. But I have feeling that a time will come when Leslie will be invited to the Swedish television to give a live program.
Possibly.
Yes.
You mean like that other man who spends rent of sports?
Yes, like Uri.
Yes, but I think that is rather different. Huh?
Yes, but you see, it created such a stir in the country that nobody could, because it was something super normal. And it sort of gave them a jolt in their consciousness.
Made them think, huh?
Exactly. It did make them think. When people had the clocks going which had never gone for years and years, and their spoons broken when this man had never come near their door, and hundreds of them phoned within the hour that this had happened. You see, it had created an impact on people's minds. What is this? We don't understand. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that... that created such a stir that he was called again. And you know, he was coming on the TV the day I was flying over here.
Really?
Yes. But...
what about... they do not have any other people, only him, on the television?
No, only him.
They don't discuss this at all?
Oh, yes, they discuss his particular gift. You see, how he does it and...
But nothing else?
No.
Not about...
not about spiritualism.
No.
No. But you see, the whole thing is that it creates a consciousness of a power quite outside material power. you see, which they can't explain.
In a way, would you say, simple, but
yes.
Makes them think.
Yes, it makes them think.
And would it not be marvelous if one could come and talk like this
yes.
on the television
yes.
to people?
And I have a feeling when that time comes, and if Leslie is invited, you will give a live television show.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you mean me?
Yes.
It's true too, that a person will not accept something until they are ready, you know?
Exactly.
I think that you cannot force it.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
If people are not prepared to make an effort or to show an interest, how can you hope to
yes.
achieve anything with
because
them?
Because
you
see, many people have got blocked minds.
Well, this is the problem.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people, their religion prevents them.
Yeah.
They are afraid, you know.
Yes, exactly.
And they have been taught some stupid things.
Yes.
And people say, oh, it is of the devil or something,
that's
you know.
Right. That's right.
And I think that makes them afraid, you
yes.
know.
Exactly.
I think it is very sad.
Yes.
But I think we can help here
yeah.
and there, you know.
That's right.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
But not always.
But I tell anymore. You, that the church is losing the grip even in Sweden and even in England, just to say, today, the number of parsons in proportion to the population is less than half of what it was 20 years ago.
I suppose that is so.
Yes. Oh, but it is true. It is shown by statistics that the churches are losing the grip on the people because people want a practical religion.
I think they are afraid, you know, many of them.
Mm. And you see, the priest saying that, oh, all this dogma and whatnot, which sort of hypnotized the people for centuries, they can go on forever. But now people want to think for themselves and not just listen to what is said in the Bible 2,000 years ago.
And yet in the Bible, there are many things
of course.
About this, you know.
I mean, Bible is full of spirit return. And but the pastors have twisted it around to suit their own interpretation, you see. And look at the healing that is going on today.
Many people
yes.
are being helped in yes. healing.
Yeah. But the churches are against it.
I think the churches are stupid at times.
Yeah.
I think they have lost the way.
Yeah.
How well you look.
Thank you, my darling. I tell you, when I see you,
I think I shall have to wait a long time.
No, darling, don't say that.
Well, I don't know.
You
are so fit and well.
You know, I often...
I am glad for your sake, of course.
I say to myself, I wish Annie would forget to bring me back one morning.
Well, it is not I... No, you make me laugh. I did not even have any control over whether you come...
Thank
or, you know, come here or... You see, I think it is something which... It's something from within oneself, you know.
Mm.
You think about me a great deal.
Yes.
And you think to yourself before you go to sleep
yes.
that you are going to be with me.
Yes.
In other words, in a way you make it possible. And I am waiting, of course,
yes.
for you to join me.
Yes.
But, you know, people don't know, but everything is possible within oneself if
yes.
you desire it and work towards that end, you know.
Yes.
You are constantly with me mentally and spiritually.
Yes. Yes.
And because of this, you make it possible to be with me.
Yes. And
in a
know,
way, it is your effort.
You have taught me so many things.
Oh, yes. I don't know. You tell me this. I like to think yes, but
there's
so much I cannot teach you.
Because if you hadn't told me, I would not have been where I am today. Now,
there's so many things I would like to tell you.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know how. Words don't seem to make it clear, you know.
Yeah.
I have to stumble for words sometimes to describe or say something deeply. Is that the word?
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem
to
come easily. Oh, I don't know.
They
when you are living in a world like ours,
yeah.
it is very difficult to explain it to you.
Then you told me last year not to eat white sugar so much.
Now you have gone on to brown.
Yes, but darling, I can't get brown sugar in Sweden.
No?
No. So I'm taking a good stock of brown sugar from London.
You're taking it from here?
Yes, I am.
I don't know. I think...
You know what they call molasses sugar. That is the best.
That is sugar that has not been treated.
Exactly.
It is natural.
It's natural. But the brown sugar is partly treated, you see. But the molasses sugar is not.
Molasses?
Yeah, molasses sugar.
I don't know.
Yeah, that is the raw sugar.
But anyway, I don't think it...
I have reduced my sugar consumption since I started with the brown sugar.
But you can still get it.
Yes, I get it.
You are very fortunate.
Yes. But now, things like that, if you hadn't told me, I would never have thought of it.
Well.
And do you know, anything that comes from your mouth is like a pearl to me.
Well, you... You know, sometimes you make me feel so... I don't know how to put it. I love you so much and you love me.
Yeah. And I never neglect to listen with both ears anything you advise me.
Sibylla.
Yes, darling Sibylla. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for the beautiful flowers.
Darling, I saw you.
I'm so happy to be here. To talk to you today.
Yes, darling.
Yes?
I saw your face by the flowers.
I know. The stall.
Yeah?
What is it you call it?
Yes.
A stall.
Yes. And I felt this is my Sibylla's color.
They are very beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you, Dada.
Yes, darling. I
Peter sends his love to you.
Thank you, dearie. It's so nice to hear you, you know.
Mama thinks I look more like you.
Sibylla, you look more like me. Then
I don't know.
I must have another picture of you, as you are now then.
I don't know. Perhaps it is that Mama thinks like that.
Uh-huh.
I think we are like both of you.
Uh-huh. Because I think sometimes, you know, the picture I have, that was taken some years ago, and I wonder if you have changed.
No, I do not think I have changed very much.
No?
No.
Huh?
I like the picture very much.
You do?
And so does Peter like it. And Mama.
Yes.
I'm so happy that I can talk to you.
Darling, I'm always...
And I just wanted to come and give you my love.
I'm
love from Peter.
Yes,
and
darling.
To thank you for the beautiful roses.
Yes, I'm
always... Mama will speak to you now.
Yes, thank you, darling.
Hello?
Hello, Mama.
I think, you know, that she is like me.
Yes.
But I think somehow she's also a little more like you.
Uh-huh. You know, I often see you two together, and I feel like twins.
Twins. Well, of course, you know, I am much younger over here.
Yes.
And I suppose in a way, when we are together, we do perhaps look very much alike.
Yes.
But I think she has got something of you about her.
Oh, too. That's very nice to hear.
I think she is the combination, you know.
Yes, that's right.
And Peter, too. He is very fine-looking boy.
He is very ideal.
If only things could have been different for us.
Yes.
We were very fortunate to be together for so long, I suppose.
Yes.
But one could always wish for more time. Time. Ah, well.
But the thought that we shall never be parted anymore.
This is the most important thing. That we know that we shall be together with the children.
Yes.
We shall be as one here.
You know, that is the most interesting thing in my whole consciousness all the time. And that sustains me to surmount all difficulties.
Well, we shall be together.
Yes, it is wonderful to know that, because not many people have such...
We are very blessed.
Yes.
Very blessed, you know.
and Sibylla is such a fine, refined type.
She's what?
She's so refined in her nature. You can feel that when she is talking to me.
She has only had a spirit of existence.
Exactly. Yes.
And I think this does obviously make a difference.
Yes. Yes.
And it takes sometimes for some people who have lived on Earth quite a time to throw off
yes.
many of the old material forms.
Material forms, yes.
You know?
She's all spirit.
This is it.
Yes.
Because our love was fundamentally of the spirit.
Yes.
The children are purely of the
yes,
spirit.
They are all spirit.
And anything of a material nature, they only receive from our thoughts.
Yes.
But yes. they are very wonderful children.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy when I talk to you.
Darling,
you are coming to me on Monday.
Yes, darling, I will come to you.
I look forward so much for it.
Yes, darling.
Yes.
Must you go now?
I think so.
Oh, I hope you stay a little longer.
I don't know, I try, but
yes,
it is not easy
yes,
to continue.
Yes.
I love so much for the moments of
yes.
our reunion.
Yes, darling. Oh, it is wonderful. And you know...
Are you going to play some more of your tapes?
Pardon?
Are you going to play some more of your tapes?
No, I have played... as far as I know, unless somebody specially wants
to. I see.
Yes. Because it takes time, darling.
Of course, I realize it.
You know, that night I didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock.
No?
You yes,
were staying them very late.
Yes, well, I played last for half an hour.
I know.
And I played quite a lot of them.
Well, it may help them too.
Yes, of course. You
know. I hope
yes.
so.
Yes, darling. You see, they never have the chance to... you know, even think about things like that, that this is possible, you see. And I'm very glad in a way that this...
Are you going to a concert?
Concert? No, darling, I don't think so, because in the evening I like to be alone.
You prefer it, huh?
Yes, and I concentrate on
it. I wondered perhaps you might be going to hear some music.
No.
No?
Perhaps I look at the TV. I've got TV in my bedroom, you know, in the hotel.
You have the television?
Yes.
That is nice.
Yes, that is very nice. So there is some interesting program, right? But I don't have it all the evening because that destroys your mental life. I am glad to tell you Leslie has been kind enough to... Darling?
Hello.
I am glad to tell you Leslie has been kind enough to give me time in July.
July?
Yes, darling.
Uh-huh.
That's the month of your anniversary, you know.
I know.
And so I come then for a week.
And then you
and
come
then
again before Christmas?
I come again in the autumn. And then I come for a fortnight.
For 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh.
He is so kind to us, I can never forget him.
Oh. You are coming to talk to me on Monday?
Yes, darling, I'm
good. I have to go.
Okay.
My love, and bless you.
God
love from my children.
Yes, darling.
Au revoir. I will not say goodbye. I don't
no,
like
darling.
Goodbye. Au
thank,
revoir.
Thank you, sweetheart.
She doesn't like